Yes, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritassiat. I'm with you until 6 p.m. celebrating this year's contest in less than 4 weeks away in Turin.
Online on 92.3 and 98.9 FM. You are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritassiat.
Ireland.
1980.
Healy wrote Ireland's Eurovision winning song for 1980, and it's been performed many, many times since then. But you'll hear it again in a moment. And tonight it's especially poignant because it's been a full year since Shay passed away after a battle with Parkinson's. And his pal, Johnny Logan, is here tonight in tribute to sing Shay's Eurovision winner, What's Another Year. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Johnny Logan.
Live from last Friday's Late Late Show on RTE Television. Live, it's Johnny Logan with a tribute to Shay Healy 1 year on after he passed away. What's Another Year? It's got to number one here in the United Kingdom in 1980.
I've been waiting such a long time, looking out for you, but you're not here. What's another year? I've been waking such a long time, reaching out for you, but you're not near. What's another year? Yeah. What's another year? To someone who's lost everything that he owns. And what's another year to someone who's getting used to being alone? I've been praying such a long time, that's the only way I can hide my fear. What's another year? What's another year? Now listen. Another year to someone who's getting used to being alone. I've been crying such a long time with such a lot of pain in every tear. Tell me now, what's another year? What's another year? What's another year? What's another year? Time keeps moving on. I miss you now, always will. What's another
somewhere here, and I suppose I should have spoken up, I think I probably should have volunteered. Oh my God, I can't complain. I appreciate that I'm not fazed. I love it when you say that. Shadows, ghosts like, hiding from the bedroom lights. Can't explain this feeling. Rest your head on my heart, it's beating. Hair tossed in our eyes. Never wanna close them, time to be honest. One night, one kiss, one promise. Feeling something moving as we made our way up here. Though I'm still sold, I see a struggle as you try to spit out something more sincere. Oh my God, we're both insane. We appreciate we have unchained. I love it when you say that. Shadows, ghost-like, hiding from the bed. One kiss, one promise. One promise. Rest your head on my heart, it's beating. Hair tossed in my eyes. I never want to close them. Have time to be honest. One night, one kiss, one promise.
One night, one kiss, one promise. Here on the Eurovision Showcase. What a dandy tune that is, don't you think? That came third in the Irish Eurovision National Final for this year. That's Patrick O'Sullivan. With a song that was penned by Nicky Byrne from Westlife. Yeah, I thought it was going to do really well, you know. Sadly, it didn't, but never mind. That's sometimes what just happens, doesn't it, really? Oh, yes. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. We are weeks away now. It's not months away, it's weeks now from the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, how exciting. Yes, the contest is taking place on Tuesday the 10th. Thursday the 12th and Saturday the 14th of May from Turin in Italy. Now the tickets went on sale earlier this week and my goodness me, did they go quickly, as they always do. And at last look, there was only a few tickets left for the jury shows, the rehearsals as well, and the family show, which is the Saturday afternoon show. So it's like the very first rehearsal of the Saturday. Very confusing. That was fun. And yeah, so it's all systems go in Turin. Right, if you want to get in contact with us to get a request in or a dedication or anything like that, then please do find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. I've got to give a big shout out to my Uncle Paul, and my Auntie Sarah, and Bailey and Jacob. Tussiot, listening to us. I think they're in West Moors now, aren't you guys? Yes, well, hello, and I hope you're well, and thank you for your shout-outs last week as well. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Right, now, as we know, horrible things are going on in Ukraine consistently over the last few months, and it's truly horrifying, of course. So, I've got a great Ukrainian song to play for you, and we are going to go and obviously listen to the Ukrainian entry. And it is the Ukrainian entry.
Ukraine.
Yes, as I said. And it is going to be the year of 2013. Yes, here is Zlata Ogovich with Ukraine, with Gravity for the Ukraine. This came third in Malmö, Sweden.
Nothing comes from dreams but dreams. Still you believe in wonder. Something happens and it seems like a strike of thunder. Nothing comes from love.
Me.
Greece 1977 here on the Eurovision Showcase. What a great tune that was. That came fifth for Greece in London in the then Wembley Conference Centre. Scoring 92 points. That is Vikalis, Marina, Robert and Bessie. With Mathima Sofegi. I think that's how you pronounce it. Mathina. Mathina, I think, is okay. Anyways. Basically, it means he was teaching a lesson. There you go. Yes, what Google Translate says.
Mathima Solfeds. He was teaching a lesson.
Would you believe it? Yes, yes. Anyways, time to move on to our next tune. Actually, no, before we move on to that, I have got something very special to play for you. It is a recap of the big five entries of this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Alvan and Ahes and Fulen.
Representing France.
Malik Harris and Rockstars.
Representing Germany.
I'll do a restart and be who we are. We used to be the rock stars. We never thought of no heart until this thing we call life stopped dreaming. I wish there was a way to go back dreaming. Remembering it so hard. When time is moving so fast, wish there was a way to know that we're in the good old days before we all just leave them. We used to be the rock stars.
Song number 9.
Mahmoud and Blanco with Brividi.
Representing Italy.
Scappi da qui. Lasci così. Non toccare i brividi. A volte non si esprimermi. E ti vorrei un male, ma sbaglio sempre. E ti vorrei rubare un cielo di perle. E pagherai per andar via. Accetterai anche una bugia. E ti vorrei un male, ma sbaglio sempre.
Chanel and Slow Mo.
Representing Spain.
Sam Ryder, Spaceman.
Representing the United Kingdom.
I'll stick around. I'll be Spaceman. I'll be Spaceman. Nothing but nothing but nothing but Spaceman.
Black holes, nothing but space, man.
Oh, 30 seconds isn't enough, is it? It's not. But that is your big five of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022. So, why not? Let's do it.
Representing the United Kingdom.
Sam Ryder and Spaceman.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human, and I'm drifting in the dark. For other life, but I'd be up and thinking about what I left behind, cause I'm only human with the real world. Spaceman, and I wanna go home.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany.
Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Sonne für diese Erde, auf der wir wohnen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Freude, ein bisschen Wärme.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
Get on it, get on it. I don't want tomorrow. Oh baby, tonight's so good. Tonight's so good. This is one tough act to follow. Oh baby, tonight's so good. Forget tomorrow, we can do tonight again.
Hello, this is Birgitta from Iceland.
Open your heart, show me the pain. It's all part of who you are.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Online
92.3 and 98.9 FM.
You are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiot.
Spain.
2003.
This is Beth with Dime, Tell Me, Spain 2003. And when we come back, it's time for Rob's Random Request on Forest FM. With Dime, that is Spain 2003. They ended up coming joint eighth with the Icelandic entry Birgitta Hogdal with Open Your Heart here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, righty ho. And would you believe it, Rob's here. Hello,
good talk, good and talk.
Yeah,
that'll do.
I guess,
does that mean good day?
I think so.
Well, that'll do. Good day, everyone, or is it good evening? Who knows. But it's a lovely, lovely weekend.
It's been a beautiful weekend weather-wise, isn't it, dear?
It has. We went for a nice walk along the beach yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We went and walked
between...
all
my effort not to push Kieran in the water.
Really? Oh, you didn't show it very well.
That's what that's all my effort.
Really bad effort there. You're a bit of a wuss.
I am a bit of a wuss, but then...
It would I be am chilly. A bit of a wuss when it comes to the water, though.
Yeah, what you learn to swim, dear.
I am the human anchor.
It's not that. You worry about your head going underwater, dear.
Yeah, I do. My ears are very special to me.
Well, yes, but you can get earplugs. Anyway, it's another story altogether. But I feel I need to sing.
There's no lyrics to this, Rob. This is the, do you know, this is the postcard music to the 1985 contest in Gothenburg. It is. Did you not know?
I love the postcard music for the Vienna in 2015. That's probably my favourite.
Oh, that is good.
That's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. This reminds us of being in Vienna.
It does.
And sitting in the Eurovision Cafe.
Oh, that was...
And sitting in the Eurovision Village. Even that was the best Eurovision Village of all the ones we've been to, I'm sure.
Do you think so?
Yeah. The one in Stockholm was surprisingly lacklustre. The one in Lisbon was awesome, but it was almost... It was just huge because it was the entire square.
Yeah, that's true, dear.
Is it, yeah?
Speaking of which... It's one of the versions. There was four different versions.
Yeah. I think they did a really good job with their postcards that year.
Well, they've got an actual orchestra to come in and and do it. It's pretty special, isn't it?
It was really nice. And they had the postcards as if they were billboards, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, around the city.
Yeah. And with... it's, there's just something like really pretty and elegant about it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's really lovely.
But it does remind me of Vienna so much. Oh, that was such a beautiful city.
Such an amazing week. And also, if you ever get to go to Vienna, nip over the border to Slovakia because it's well worth a day trip.
Yeah, and it was only an hour and a half on the train, wasn't it?
Cheapest chips as well, the trains.
They were, weren't they?
Oh, so good. So good. And it was a double-decker train.
Yes.
And Kieran and our friend Dan kept everyone entertained on the way back by singing every single UK entry to Eurovision up to date. And he even got a clap when they got back in Vienna.
We did, didn't we?
Not the clap, but he got a clap.
Probably deserved a clap around the ears. Driving everybody crazy.
That was a fun trip. I think we were all quite drunk at that point.
Oh my goodness me, I never drank so much alcohol in my life that
weekend. We ordered, what was it, a litre of beer?
Well, that week, should I say.
And
yes.
That was the, it was €2.
2 litres in that tankard.
It was huge. You could barely lift it. And then we found this bar that did what they call basketball shots.
Yeah.
Which you kind
drink
of...
drink responsibly, guys.
To your hand, and then it was really strange. Anyway, I think we should move on, because I'm...
Because
like
we had a shot inside a glass, obviously, with numerous layers of all sorts of stuff. And then they lit it, and then you put your hand over the lit glass of the shot... You stick your hand over the top, which obviously you end up taking, created a vacuum, and then you jump it up and down, basically.
We had a lot of those.
And we had, God knows how many. Oh,
that was a really fun one.
Bratislava made a lot of money out of us.
It did indeed. Cheapest chips, cheapest chips.
Yes, so go, it's beautiful. Right, so Rob, what is it time for now?
Something of the random variety.
Apparently.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have my hand snugly put into a beanie full of countries. And I will in a minute, put my hand snugly in a beanie full of years. And then we will try and get something that corresponds to a song. So we're now doing countries first, just to change up a little bit. So let's see what the magic trick I will get. So this country I have in my hands is... Turkey!
Turkey! Oh, now we haven't had them in Eurovision since 2012, have we? 2012, and they debuted in 1975.
Aren't you rumouring they were coming back, or did I dream that?
No, there were rumours. They've been talking to the EBU, basically saying, like, you know, guys, why don't you fancy coming back? Or they've been making inquiries about coming back. But
they could host Eurovision in, like...
50-50 results. Yeah. They weren't keen on a jury and a televote. They believe it should be completely televote. And then Turkey did well... when it was just a televote, basically. Oh. So that's why they're not very happy with it.
Okay. Do you think they could host it in, like, a city in Turkey? I can't think of it.
Well, Istanbul.
Istanbul. Yeah.
Ankara.
There's a place called Konya, which I always think sounds nice. Anyway, right, so I'm going to get a year.
Yeah.
Konya sounds nice. 1996.
Yes, and I think we've actually had this as a random request before, Rob.
Oh, there you go. Well, tough.
In the old days. Yes.
In the old days.
Yeah, in the old days when we did a year first. So Turkey this year was represented by Senem Parker. She came, I think it was joint 10th with the Maltese entry this year. Yes, indeed it was. Yes, it was. And the song is called Besini Mevisim.
What does it mean?
You've really put me on the spot now, Rob.
That's the whole point. You're supposed to know everything about Eurovision.
I don't know Turkish, Rob.
Was the shoe size of the first person who sang for former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia?
The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia? Oh, what, you want me to know? I don't know his shoe size, Rob. I really don't.
What's the favourite meal of the first person to sing for Switzerland?
First meal? I think it was goulash.
Favourite meal.
Yeah, let's ask you, leave her alone.
What's the favourite neighbour's character of the first person to represent them from Australia?
I don't know, Angry Anderson.
He's not a character in his
fifth season, it's called Bizini.
Bishinji Mevsim.
See, that's better, isn't it?
It is good.
Yes, there we are.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey.
Turkey. I love that. It's the French one sounds so much so elegant, doesn't it?
Of course, it is. It's French.
Robert, merci beaucoup.
Merci à toi.
La Turquie. Un son. Oh my God, 1996.
Une mille, oh goodness, now you put me on the spot.
A 996. What a cop out.
So it's 1,996.
Yeah.
So, 1,996.
Oh, well done. I couldn't do that. That's terrible.
There you go.
Well, well done. Turkey, 1996.
That's correct.
It's so much easier in English. It's crazy.
Oh, it's weird in French because the 90s and 80s, you've got, doesn't actually, you've got 80 rather than 8. That's correct. Anyway. Over.
Sakın o sen misin giden? Soyundu dalları, delindi gökyüzü. Kaçıncı sonbahar bugün? Hep sondu, hep zordu, çok yordu yollar. Sen orada, ben burada, bak yasta yıllar. Beşinci uyansa düşlerim, hayaller ölmeden gel. Beşinci mevsime açılsa güllerim, yeter bu sonbahar yeter. Vuruldum bilmeden, sakın o sen misin giden? Soyundu dalları, delindi gökyüzü. Kaçıncı sonbahar bugün? Hep sondu, hep zordu, çok yordu yollar. Sen orada, ben burada, bak yasta yıllar. Beşinci mevsime uyansa günleri, hayaller ölmeden gel. Beşinci mevsime açılsa yelkeni, yeter bu sonbahar yeter.
Sydney Parker, Turkey, 1996, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritutiot.
The second set of results from the OGAE, Eurovision Official Fan Club poll of 2022, are in, and this time it's Slovenia calling in. And they have awarded their 12 points to Italy. Italia, Mahmoud and Blanco. L'Italie, 12 points. Yes, so that's another set of 12 points this year to the host entrants, who remain untouched at the top of the scoreboard with two votes in, with the maximum score after receiving 12 points from France last week. Yeah, so interestingly, Italy got 12 points, Serbia got 10 points, and France got 8. And then descending down, Poland, Sweden, Spain, Norway, Ukraine, Romania, and Austria. So currently at the leaderboard, Italy have got 24 points. Sweden are second with 16 points. Poland are third with 13 points. And in joint fourth place is Spain and Serbia. And the United Kingdom is in joint 8th place with 7 points, along with the Norwegian entry. Give that wolf a banana. You remember that? Yes. Okay, well, also, interestingly, I Want to Be Your Spaceman, yes, Sam Ryder smashes up with Måneskin on a BBC Radio 1 Your Lyrics different song, yes. So there has been a bit of a mishmash of it all. So that sounds quite interesting. Amanda Tenfjord, who's representing Greece, who's half Norwegian, half Greek, has sung an acoustic version with her medical school choir with the song Die Together, the Greek national final. I wish there was a way to go back dreaming, says Malik Harris. Yes, the rock star's lyrics are about finding the good old days right now. And interestingly, there is no French to be sung at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and it's the first time in a long time that that's ever happened.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
So stand by for a French language double bill. Oh yes.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, hello, this is Effendi from Azerbaijan and this is my song Mata Hari.
Hi, this is Destiny from Malta, and this is my song, Zilakas.
Skin. This is our song
Zitti e buoni.
Yeah.
E tu sei fuori di testa, ma diversa da loro. Siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. E siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro.
12 points go to Italy.
Italy 12 points. L'Italia 2.
Points from Ukraine go to Italy.
12 points go to Italy!
L'Italia 2.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
France.
Je l'attends un peu comme le voleur attend son heure. J'ai l'idée que cet homme est un chat ou un charmeur. Il me donne rendez-vous. Souvent il me dit vous, vous permettez mademoiselle de pendre à votre cou un baiser, un bijou, quelque chose d'éternel. Il me donne rendez-vous. Alors je vous l'avoue, je me sens pousser des selles. Jaloux de cet ange un peu fou qui fait croire au ciel. Il me donne rendez-vous comme il donnerait sa vie. Je n'avais jamais dit vous à personne avant lui. C'est deux billets d'avion direction les îles Marquises, parce que j'avais dit non à New York et à Venise. Une grande limousine garée au bas de l'ascenseur. Il est capable en prime de se déguiser en chauffeur. Il est un peu dandy, un peu voyou, un peu dingue. Et moi je suis comme on dit la chanteuse de son bastringue. Il me donne rendez-vous. Souvent il me dit vous, vous permettez mademoiselle baiser, un bijou, quelque chose d'éternel. Il me donne rendez-vous, alors je vous l'avoue, je me sens pousser des ailes. Et le bon Dieu est jaloux de cet ange un peu fou qui me fait croire au ciel. Qui me fait croire au ciel.
Il me donnerez-vous from Nathalie Santa Maria, France, 1995.
France.
And we're going...
1972.
And this classic... Stunning. That is the beautiful Betty Mars representing France in 1972 with Comme Comédie. And it's now time for your Best of the Rest. That's right. It's time for the Best of the Rest. And now this is basically a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm going to play a awesome one for you now. This came third in the German national final with 1997. Oh yes, this is very ABBA-esque, I think. And it is Michelle with her song Am Ug des Ockens. I hope I pronounced that. Dankeschön to the Germans.
Fang mich auf heute Nacht wie ein Blatt im Wind und hör mir einfach zu. Versäumte Zärtlichkeit, zu oft umsonst geträumt. Ich weiß, das kennst auch du. Konnte endlich mal über alles reden. Und seine Stimme hat so gut getan. Plötzlich fiel diese Sternennacht zu brennen.
Amor des Orcans. That is a beautiful song, isn't it? Yes, an absolute banger there from Germany in 1997 in their national final. Michelle and Amor des Orcans means in the eye of a hurricane. Yes, lovely meanings there. Not great fun, I could imagine. No, it's not at all. It's not at all. Right, it's time for us to do something a bit different. Yes, indeed. It's time for us to have a bit of live and kicking national final interval act, Agram. something like that. Yes, we're going to the national final of Iceland. In 2017. Yes, it's live and kicking, and we're going live to this beautiful country, which I can't wait to visit in the next couple of weeks.
Iceland.
Yes, we're going to Iceland, and they are going to sing a song from
the United Kingdom.
Yes, they are, you know. And can you guess what year they could be singing? What British entry could the Icelanders be singing? Well, it's actually from the year of
1976.
Yes, the Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me. Oh, and here is Sycamore Tree. Sycamore Tree, Save Your Kisses for Me.
Oh, it hurts to go away. It's impossible to stay. But there's one thing I'ma say before I go. I love you, you know. And I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now that time is moving on, and I really should be gone. But you keep me hanging on for one more smile. I love you all the while, with your cute little smile. Will you promise that you'll save your kisses for me? Save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Gonna walk out this door, but I'll soon be back for more. Kisses, kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. And don't you dare me to stay, 'cause you know I have to say that I've got to work each day, and that's why I go away. But I count the seconds till I'm home with you. I love you, it's true. You're so cute, honey G. Won't you save them up for me? Your kisses for me, save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Won't you save them for me, even though you're only three?
That is Augusta Eva Arnsdottir with Gunnar Himmelsson. Sycamore Tree from Iceland singing Save Your Kisses for Me from the Brotherhood of Man. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join us next week. Once again, 5 p.m. on Forest FM. For more information about the show or any previous shows, you can head over to our website, escshowcase.com. I've got all of the details there. Find us on Twitter at @ESC Showcase and our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. Get your request in. I'll keep you updated next week with how the OGAE poll is going. The odds in the betting seem to put the UK still in a very respectable fourth place. It's all looking good. And it's time for us to say our goodbye. So, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lad, dobitenio, cognaten, adios. And I'll see you next week. Au revoir.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.